بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه وتحلى بصفاته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله يجتبي إليه من يشاء ويهدي إليه من ينيب. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters listening at home, it is only the favor, the grace, the karam, the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has brought us thus far in the month of Ramadan. They say, ذَهَبَ مُعْظَمُهُ وَبَقِيَ أَعْظَمُهُ. A major portion of the month of Ramadan has already passed by. But those days, those nights, those moments that remain are very great in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah gives us these opportunities, these chances, these nights, these moments, purely out of His love and compassion and kindness upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the love of Allah. It is the kindness of Allah. It is the affection Allah has for us that Allah has allowed us to come. That Allah has given us tawfiq to sit in the masjid. Allah gave us tawfiq to keep roza in the day, to stand up for taraweeh salah, and to sit with the intention and desire to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama explained that each and every one of us, those who are here, those seated at home, male, female, young, old, every single person is traveling on a highway. And this highway consists of three lanes. And each lane will take a person to a different destination. One is the lane of kufr, of disbelief. That person who lived his entire life not recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not being given the ability to take the name of Allah. He was completely deprived from birth to death. He leaves this world in this condition. That lane will lead to the fire of Jahannam. Allah protect us. Allah save us. Allah save our children, grandchildren, our progeny till the day of Qiyamah. The second possibility, the second lane, is a person who had iman, but he broke the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He slipped up, he made mistakes. He disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He transgressed against Allah. He did not live in accordance to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he leaves this world in that way. And then the third, that lane which we all are trying to get into. We are all attempting from the start of the month of Ramadan to merge into the third lane. Those who had iman, they broke the command of Allah. They made guna and sin, they disobeyed Allah, they slipped up, they made mistakes. But before they reached the end of the road, they made tawbah. They turned to Allah in repentance. They were remorseful, regretful over their gunas. Allah gives us nights like this, respected brothers and elders, for us to merge into that third lane. To reach the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as those who made tawbatan nasuha, sincere tawbah. In Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala implores us. And Allah addresses us as ayyuhal mu'minun. Oh, those who already believe in me. You have iman. You take me to be your Rabb. You take me to be supreme in your life. Allah says, what should you do? Tubu ilallahi jami'an. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now in tawbah. That person who will make an effort in the life of this world to recognize Allah, to understand the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him. Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahab rahmatullah alayhi would say that how sad is it that a person leads his entire life, or he goes through his entire life, eating the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, enjoying the ni'mats and favors of Allah. Day and night, he enjoys the sweet sleep Allah gave him. The food and drink Allah blessed him with, the savories, the milkshake, the sari, the iftari. He enjoys his family, his children, grandchildren, the holidays, the outings, and all of these sweet ni'mats and bounties of Allah. And then he reaches his qabr, and he realizes that I did not make an effort to recognize the hand that fed me. He says, afsos, what regret. How sad that such a person reaches the qabr in this condition. And the example that we have given many a times before, that person who wakes up in the morning And he sees on his doorstep there is a basket laden full of fruit, out of season. And just the aroma of that fruit is enough to make him hungry. And he takes it inside. And he sees there's a handwritten note that this has been hand-picked for you with love. Like how we find sometimes in the biscuit container, some home industry, they'll say handmade with love. So he sees this note, hand-picked for you with love. This is a hadiah, gift for you. He takes it inside. He cuts the fruit. He enjoys the sweet, tasty fruit. He barely finishes that basket. The next morning he sees again on his doorstep, there's another basket full of fruit. Again he takes it inside. The same note he finds. He enjoys it. He gives his children, gives the neighbors also. Third day, fourth day. Ulama say by the end of the week, even the most hard-hearted person will think to himself that let me wake up a little bit early and see who is leaving this for me. That some person has so much of muhabbat, so much of love for me, that I barely open my eyes in the morning and already the fruit is there. Ulama say Allah Jalla Jalaluhu gave us the tongues to taste the fruit, the mouth to eat the fruit, the digestive system to digest the fruit. But when last did I think, let me wake up a little bit early and find Allah? Who is giving me these bounties, these ni'mats, these favors that I am enjoying? Allah Jalla Jalaluhu gives us nights like this, my dear brothers. And we heard two nights ago, the virtues of Laylatul Qadr. Ibn Rajab Al-Hanbali Rahimullah has mentioned that particularly when Laylatul Jumu'ah will coincide with an odd night in the month of Ramadan, he says many ulama were of the opinion that it is most likely to be the night of Qadr. Nurun ala nur, Allah has given us the month of Ramadan, these last 10 nights, an odd night, and to top it all, Laylatul Jumu'ah, that night where the heart turns to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the heart moves in the direction of Madina Munawwara. Allah has given us these opportunities, but who is ready to take from Allah? And here ulama explain also that the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the side of Allah, it is already a done deal. In Quran, Allah says, Allahu waliyyul ladina amanu. Allah is the friend of the people of Iman. Allah has already extended His hand of friendship to us. But now, will I stretch my hand out? Will I grab onto the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Like that farm boy who is coming, living on the outskirts, tending to animals and goats his entire life. He barely understands any etiquette. He's always untidy, not dressed very well. And somebody sees him walking to the city. And he's looking very neat and smart. He's got his suit, boot, tie on. And somebody asks him, by where are you going to? You dressed up like this, perhaps some occasion. So he says, I'm going to the city. Why are you going to the city? I'm going to marry the princess. He says, Subhanallah, how you managed to pull something off like this? You coming from the farm? He says, don't worry, from my side I already accepted her. Now I just have to ask her and see what she says. The relationship with Allah, from Allah's side, Allah has already stretched out His hand of friendship to us. Allahu waliyyul ladina amanu. Allah says, I'm already your friend, are you ready to be my friend? Are you ready to turn to me? Are you ready to take that leap for me? And here one very important point to realize, my dear brothers. From the start of the month of Ramadan, we have been hearing about taqwa, and very loosely it is translated as the fear of Allah. And many of us feel that I need to be afraid of Allah, terrified of Allah. What will Allah do to me if I disobey Him? Hazrat Thanwi rahimahullah, Hakimul Ummah, he says the ingredient that is required is not fear, but intense love for Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. The people of Iman, Allah says, have intense love for Allah. Like how ulama give the example. Person is afraid of his wife, but that doesn't stop him. It doesn't hinder him. How many a person is afraid? She might catch me. She'll go through my cell phone. She'll see the chats. Or she might put some tracker on my car. She knows where I'm going to. And then I'll be disgraced. She might leave me, take the children and go. But still that fear doesn't stop him. But that person who has love for his wife, now I am afraid to displease her. I don't want to hurt her feelings. I don't want to anger her. His love will stop him. His love will propel him in that relationship. Hazrat Thanvi rahimahullah says, for us to have love for Allah, to have that intense love that, oh Allah, I don't want to displease you. I don't want to anger you. I don't want to make you naraz and displeased with me. And then he would explain that we read in Quran Sharif all those verses of the punishment of Allah. Wallahu shadeedul iqab. Inna Allah sari'ul hisab. And we heard in tonight's Taraweeh also, where Allah speaks about the fire of Jahannam. And what awaits those who leave this world without making tawbah. Ulama explain that these ayat are not to instill fear in our hearts. But this is actually the compassion that Allah has for us. The love Allah has for us. To understand it by means of an example. The father is sitting down to have his meals. And the bride stand is off to one side. The entire family is seated. And the young child will now, automatically he gravitates towards the bride stand. He sees the fire. He sees those flames dying down. And he wants to go close and have a look. And then he takes a stick and he puts the stick inside. And then he wants to throw something inside. And the father cautions him, don't go near the bride stand. After a few minutes again he goes. He watches his father out of the corner of the eye. And he goes closer. Again he takes one stick, he pokes it into the fire. Father cautions him again. Finally the father sees his child is going close. He says to him, if you don't move back, I'll break your legs. Ulama say this is not the father's anger for the child. This is the father's love for the child. That if my child will go close, what will happen to him? He'll get burnt, he'll get hurt. So out of the love and compassion that the father has for his child, he shouts him, he threatens him. Not because he wants to hurt the child or break the child's legs, but he wants to protect him. He wants to save him. Ulama say these ayat and these ahadith that we hear, where Allah speaks about the fire of Jahannam, and Allah speaks about the punishment that is awaiting the kuffar, this is not Allah wanting to punish us. But this is Allah's love that, oh my banda, don't do it. I don't want you to get hurt. I don't want you to be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. And in dunya also, I don't want you to lead a tight life, a restricted life, a life of difficulty. But I want ease for you. I want you to come closer to me. As we mentioned, my dear brothers, Allah is willing to give us. But who is ready to take from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In the hadith of Sahih Muslim, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is seated with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And they are a group of captives that were taken prisoners of war. And they are brought. And amongst this group, they see that there is a middle-aged woman. And she is looking around frantically, moving from pillar to post, as though she is searching for something. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum are observing the scene. And then she finally finds what she is looking for. Her small young baby. And in that movement she had lost the child. And she now finds the child and she picks him up. And she presses him close to her chest. She begins to feed the child. To wipe away the tears from the face of that child. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they tell me, do you think a person like this would ever throw her child into a blazing fire? Immediately they respond, never. So much of compassion, so much of love, she's not even worried about her own fate, what is going to happen to her. She's a prisoner of war. But she's got so much of care and concern for her child. Impossible that she would ever allow any harm to come to him. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then says, Lallahu arhamu. Allah has even more mercy, more compassion for his slaves. And that is why we mention Allah Jalla Jalaluhu gives us these opportunities to show us that we are capable of finding him. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab rahmatullah alayhi would always give that example of the fasting person in the month of Ramadan. How Allah shows each and every one of us that you are capable. You have it within you. Like how the parent will show the child or tell the child, that don't worry, you'll get it right. I believe in you. I know that you have the ability. The fasting person in the month of Ramadan, the dastarkhan is laid, the savories are there, the qahwa has been poured, the kajur is there. It is a hot day. He's got a cold glass of water in front of him. And 5 minutes before the Maghrib Adhan, someone says to him, why don't you break your fast now? And no matter how far away from deen this person may be, but point blank he'll refuse. Now that courage comes into him. It is the command of Allah. Whole day I kept roza, how can I break it now? Hazrat would explain, rahmatullah alayh, that Allah is teaching us a lesson. That if you have that amount of courage to uphold the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to break the command of Allah, this shows out of the month of Ramadan also, you can uphold the command of Allah. You have it within you. Person in i'tikaf, we witness those in i'tikaf, how cautious they are, I must not cross the red line. I must not go out of the masjid boundary. Why I'm in i'tikaf right now? Allah wants me to be inside. He doesn't want me to cross the line. And how cautious he is. Sometimes by mistake he'll put 1 foot out and then he'll ask, Maulana, is my i'tikaf broken? What do I do? How do I cover up this mistake? So conscious he is. Ulama say, take a lesson. Take a lesson from that person that I also can do it. The hudud of Allah, the boundaries of Allah. What Allah wants me to do, what Allah doesn't want me to do. Within my home, within my business. Is my business in accordance to Sharia? Whether it be my bank accounts, the overdraft, interest. Whether it be our gatherings at home, intermingling, our weddings, our functions. Is it in accordance? Will it make Allah happy? Will it displease Allah? So to have that intense love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I don't want to anger Allah. I don't want Allah to become displeased with me. Why? I recognize the bounties of Allah upon me. I understand what Allah has given me. This is an example, an incident ulama explained to understand Allah's favors upon us. There was one person in another country and he had gone for some procedure. So he had to travel to another city and then the procedure was done and he came back. His family members went to the airport to meet him. So as he came out, they rushed to him, made salam with him, embraced him. Hey, how are you feeling? How was the surgery? He just lifts his hand. He doesn't reply verbally. How was everything? Everything okay? He's not answering. So then somebody asks him, "By at least say something. Tell us you're okay. We've been worried about you." So he gestures, "They just give me some water." And then he opens his bag and he takes out a tablet, puts it onto his tongue, takes a sip of water. And then he greets them, he speaks to them, alhamdulillah, procedure went well, make dua, doctors are happy. So they ask, "Bhai, what's this all about now?" So he says that the procedure went well, but there was a side effect of the surgery. The side effect caused me to lose the saliva in my mouth. And because of this, I am unable to speak. This tablet, the person mentioning the incident says, the tablet costs $1 each. And how long it lasts? For 15 minutes. So each time I want to speak, I must pop a tablet, take some water, and then it gives me 15 minutes of speaking time. Now a person sits back and thinks, without even the thought crossing my mind, but I'm able to wake up, greet my wife, my children, speak to them, ask them how was their day. Without even thinking of these ni'mas and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what Allah is giving us. So for us to introspect, my dear brothers, these nights Allah has given to us, not for us to listen to some bayan, sit in some program, and then we go outside, have some refreshments, go back home. Allah gave us these moments to sit down, take one corner of the masjid. If we have to leave, take one corner of our room at home, turn the lights off, sit on one side, open the musalla, and now talk to Allah. Talk to Allah, and begin enumerating one by one. From the time of bulugh till now, oh Allah, I broke this command of yours. I broke that command of yours. I made a mistake here. I slipped there. I fell here. Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, forgive me. And as a person does this now, feel that burden being lifted off his chest. And now feel Allah has made me His beloved. At-ta'ibu habibullah. Person makes tawbah, immediately he becomes the beloved of Allah. Allah says, I'm prepared to forgive, I'm prepared to forget also. But then too, we know, my dear brothers, the month of Ramadan, and we heard in the beginning, that when the moon for the month of Ramadan is sighted, suffidatish shayateen, the shayateen are chained up, the doors of Jahannam are closed, the doors of Jannah are flung wide open. Still a person says, I can't give up the evil habits. First week, second week, already I find myself going back. But the shaitan is locked up. How is it possible? Ulama say that past 11 months of the year, I allowed shaitan to spin me so fast that now that he's locked up, but the wheel is still turning. The wheel is still turning and I did not apply dead brakes as yet. At least tonight for us to apply dead brakes. That now I will cut the effect of shaitan. And therefore ulama explain that for us as we are seated here, to clear out the accounts and the archives and the files that we have, there'll be two objections that we'll have. One is nafs, and shaitan will make us think that what's the point of making tawbah? You know you're going to go back to it tomorrow night, it's an even night. And if you manage to somehow pull till Eid day, you know what will happen after the month of Ramadan. Every Ramadan is the same thing. You make tawbah, you shed some tears, and then you still go back to it. What's the point? The youngster thinks to himself, if I break the relationship now, I know I'm going back to her after the month of Ramadan. So why should I lie to myself? Why must I fool Allah? But Allah knows. Allah knows the intention in the heart. And Allah looks at the effort that we make. In the beginning, the verse that we recited, Allahu yajtabi ilayhi man yasha. One is Allah's qudrat, one is Allah's sunnat. Allah's qudrat and power is that Allah will select from His slaves and Allah will pull people to Him. But Allah's sunnat, Allah's system that is normally found in the dunya, is that Allah will select those who make an effort. وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. Allah wants to see. He made some effort. He deleted the contact. He cleared the gallery. He removed the file. He cleared out the archive. He deleted the application. He closed the account. Now he's showing he's serious. Even though he knows he's going back to it. But at least for one night, ulama say, give Allah a gap in our lives, at least tonight. At least tonight, open up a gap for Allah. Already my life is so full of everything. Whether it's some illicit relationship, abuse of the gaze, perhaps I have a sharp tongue, I've hurt somebody. Whatever guna and sin, whatever slip-ups I make in my life, but I've already filled it up with everything, at least tonight give Allah some space. Allah is waiting to give us, oh Allah, I'm making some space in my life for you. I've cleared everything out, now I want you to come into my life. And then see, one odd night to the next odd night to the next, then the night of Eid will come. And all of a sudden I realize it's been 10 days, 20 days, 1 month, now I can do without it. I don't have to go back to that application, I don't have to start that relationship again. I don't need to go back to that vice that I was involved in, that evil habit I gave up. Now I'm enjoying my life. And how Allah will turn our lives. Ibn Qudama al-Maqdisi rahimahullah mentions an amazing incident. He says there was a person by the name of Abdul Wahid bin Zayd. And they were traveling by ship. It was a stormy night. And they found themselves in the middle of that storm. So in the distance they see an island and they decide to dock at that island. They get there, they disembark, and they then go searching on that island to see, perhaps there's some person who may be here, he can give us shelter for the night. So they come across one person and they find he is worshipping an idol. So they greet him, speak to him. And then somebody plucks up the courage and says to him, listen, what you are doing is incorrect. So this person asks them, tell me, what do you worship? So they say, we worship Allah. He says, who is Allah? They say, Allah is the one who created the skies and the earth. Allah is the one who is in charge of His throne. Allah is the one who is sustaining everything. Allah is the one who is keeping us breathing and living. So he asks them, how do you know Allah? So they say, Allah sent a messenger to us. And he taught us who Allah is. And he told us that we should recognize Allah. And he taught us the favors of Allah upon us. So he says, if it is as you claim, then I'm sure this messenger must have left something with you. So they say, yes, he has left a book with us. And in this, there is guidance, there is mercy. We will find our direction in this book. So he says, that can you read this book to me? So they begin to recite a few verses of the Quran to him. And verse by verse, this person slowly starts to break down. And he begins to tear and cry. And immediately he accepts Islam. Nevertheless, a few days pass by, the storm subsides, and they decide to take this person back with them to the city. So they get back onto their vessel, and they then navigate and find their way to the city. Abdul Wahid bin Zayd gathers his companions, and he says to them, listen, this person has just accepted Islam. He has no family members. He has nobody to turn to for support. Perhaps he will struggle to find any work. So why don't we put something together and give it to him? And this will keep him going for a few days at least. So they do this, they put together some money, and as they're about to leave, they give it to this person. So he looks at them, he says, what is this? So they explain that perhaps this will keep you going for a few days. So he says to them some very profound words. He says, listen, when you found me, I was worshipping an idol for many, many years of my life. I was completely oblivious of Allah. I didn't know who He was. I didn't recognize Him, leave alone bow down before Him. And yet Allah still sustained me and kept me living. Do you think now that I have found Allah, He will abandon me? I don't need your wealth. And saying this, he gives it back to them. Abdul Wahid bin Zayd says, we saw this person later on. Allah had blessed him so much, he became one of the most pious people of that city and that town. But what is the lesson? Many a times we feel, if I will give up some guna, some sin, then there'll be nothing left for me in my life. There'll be no happiness. It will be a bland life, a boring life, especially our youth. We feel, if I will give it up, I will have nothing left to live for. She is not there, the application is not there, the social media is not there. What will I wake up to in the morning? How will I pass my time? But have we given it a try or not? Have we tried taking Allah's hand in friendship? And then seeing what happiness Allah will give us, what joy Allah will give us. Ulama say, just as we need sugar, person can make the tastiest cup of tea. He boiled it just perfectly, went to add the milk, went to add the ilachi, and there's a whole technique behind it. But he forgot to add the sugar, it's not enjoyable. Put just a few spoons of sugar inside, now it's a cup of tea to enjoy. Baking also, we know we need sugar in it. Person is on a diet, he says, I'm having diet baking. We say, bhai, you keep your diet baking with you. Better you have some salad or something, the taste is the same. Add a little bit of sugar to it, now there's enjoyment. We understand. Mashayikh say, make an effort to get the creator of sugar in my life and see my entire life will become sweet. My entire life will become sweet. My day will become sweet. My night will become sweet. My relationships will be sweet. But have I given Allah the chance in my life? Have I given Allah that space in my life? That I'm ready to give you a chance, now take over. Take over my heart. Take over my body. Take over my limbs. I'm ready to become yours. But we are for some reason holding back. Every person is holding back. I don't know if I will lose something. Give Allah a chance. Many years ago there was an Arab Jamaat that had come to our madrasa. And they mentioned one incident, and we'll try and mention it quickly. Just for us to understand how overnight Allah can change the condition of our lives. And how there is no guarantee on life. So this person who had come, he mentions that in the particular district of Makkah Mukarramah that he was from, there was a gangster, very notorious, very well known by the people, and everybody was afraid of him. And this person was a soft-spoken person. He was very afraid of this gangster also. So one day they were sitting in the masjid and they were discussing that how will we invite him back to the masjid? How will we get him to change his life? So the mashwara was made and they pointed out to this brother, they said, it's your responsibility. We have decided you must take it on and you must go and invite this person. So he says, immediately I began to sweat. How will I ever approach him? How will I talk to him? So he says, I tried, pluck up the courage. But for a few days, I was barely able to even look him in the eye. And every day I would drive past him. He says, eventually after a few days, I plucked up the courage. I rolled down my window just a little bit. And quickly I just whispered in his direction, Assalamu alaikum. He says, this person just looked at me. No response. So quickly I closed my window and I continued. Second day, third day. He says, then at the end of the week, something had happened to his car, so it went in for some repairs or service. And he still had to continue on that route, but now he had to go on foot. And he says, my mind was occupied, what's going to happen to the car and the repairs and the cost. And I didn't even realize, and I found myself passing by the shop of that person. And as I walked past, deep in my thoughts, I heard someone asking, where's the salam today? He looks and he sees it's this person. So he realized Allah has created an opening for me. So he greets him. He speaks to him. He says, brother, this is my name. And I am a musalli of this masjid. And I have just come to remind you, why don't you come back? Come join us in the masjid. Come for salah. So he says, the person just looked at him. He didn't give him much attention and he passed by. But the words took effect. He says, that night, this gangster goes home. He takes a ghusl. He was living with his mother. He tells his mother, I want you to take out my kurta and iron it for me. So she wonders what has happened. He takes a ghusl. He puts on his kurta. He applies itar. And he says, I'm going to read my Fajr Salah in the masjid. His mother is taken aback. She's surprised. But nevertheless, he goes in this condition. Living opposite the masjid, his shop was opposite the masjid. How many years he never set foot in? But on this morning, he goes, he enters the masjid. And for the first time, he stands behind the imam for Fajr Salah. The imam starts the salah. Surah Fatiha is recited. Surah is recited. He goes into ruku. He goes into sajda. And this person doesn't come back up from sajda. Allah takes his life in sajda in the masjid. How many years he hadn't set foot in the masjid, but he took the initiative. He took the first step. He gave Allah a space in his life. Allah took him away in that condition. Why can it not be me, my dear brothers? Why can I not give Allah that space in my life tonight? I don't know if I'll see the 25th or the 27th or the 29th night. But right now, as I sit here, make that intention. Whatever files I have, Ya Allah, I'm cleaning it out for your sake. Never mind, I might go back to it. But tonight, I will give you a chance. Tonight, I will give you a chance. Hazrat Moinus Patel Sahab Rahmatullah Ali would explain these Mubarak nights of Ramadan. And we have heard this so many times before, perhaps from him directly also in this masjid, that every odd night is like a flight taking off to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these flights won't get stranded in Dubai. It won't be cancelled. They won't have to put us on another flight. What do I take on this flight? What do I present before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ulama say, take something for Allah which he does not have with him. If you go to visit a person who sells sweets and chocolates, you won't take sweets and chocolates for him. You take something that he doesn't have. Ulama say, what can I take for Allah that he doesn't have in his treasures? What does Allah not have? What Allah does not have is gunas and sins. Take along with me my suitcases of sins. And this is a flight where we can take as many suitcases as we want. No restriction on the number of pieces. No weight restriction. Take as much as I can along. And present this in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallah, I have come tonight to get my gunas forgiven. I have come tonight to turn over a new leaf. I have come tonight to find you. I have come tonight for you to turn my heart, to change my life. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali would say, like the child who has pebbles in his pocket, and somebody comes and says, swap the pebbles, I'll give you diamonds. And he's crying and screaming and throwing a tantrum, I want my pebbles, I want my pebbles. I don't want you to take it away. Allah is prepared to give us diamonds. Not physical diamonds, diamonds of the heart, of iman, of taqwa, of contentment, of peace of mind, of happiness. But we are stubbornly clinging on. I don't want to let go of the Instagram. I don't want to let go of the TikTok. I don't want to let go of Facebook. I don't want to let go of this relationship, that application, of the infinite scrolling. I can't give it up. Allah says, come, swap the pebbles for diamonds. Let me give it to you. But for this, we will have to cut the rope. We will have to cut the rope. Our Shaykh Damod Barakatuh gives the example. Person wants to go deep sea diving. And his friends see him on the seashore. And he's got a 20 meter rope tied to his waist and tied to the lifeguard's station and pole. Say to him, bhai, what are you doing? He says, I'm going deep sea. I'm going to see the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bhai, but you got this rope tied. 20 meters. He says, maybe you'll only see some tadpoles or something. You have to cut the rope, then you can go inside. So tonight is the night for us to cut the rope. Whatever is blocking our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, each and every one of us will close our eyes and introspect. What is blocking my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why have I still not reached where I want to reach? Oh Allah, I have brought this guna, and that guna, and that guna, and this weakness, and this mistake. Ya Allah, tonight I'm cutting all those ties. I'm cutting the rope. Tonight I'm stretching my hand out to you. You stretch your hand of friendship out to me. And then see the change in our lives, my dear brothers. And ulama ask the question. And particularly, I'm addressing this at our youth. If we will give it up, what will happen? What will happen? If we ask ourselves the question, and we have to answer, absolutely nothing will happen. We will not lose anything. We will not lose anything if we have to give it up. But we will gain the ma'rifat of Allah, the closeness of Allah. And then we'll see the diamonds of the heart that Allah will open up to us. Allah has given us these nights, my dear brothers. As we mentioned, it is not a night for lengthy bayans and advices. This is just for weak people like myself to get some motivation, some inspiration, to put us back onto the right track once again. This is a night for us to cry and cry and cry before Allah. To shed those tears of nadamat, of regret. And the Hadith Sharif says, if we can't cry, at least fake it. Act like we are crying. We have to fake it in front of our wives, immediately she'll catch on. The food is not tasty, you're lying. But Allah says, fake it in front of me, never mind, I'll accept that also. Make like you're crying, and I'll accept it from you. This is a night of tears, a night of regret, a night of turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq, Allah give us the ability, and tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. At least this much, my dear brothers, at least this much, whatever we are going to do for the rest of the night, we will partake of some refreshments later on, we will perhaps go and take some rest and sleep tonight, we'll wake up tomorrow for Fajr, for Sehri, at least this much, do it according to the Sunnah Tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At least that much. And then see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us. And one alim would make this dua, we'll terminate on this. That, oh Allah, even if you do not shower all your bounties upon me, at least this much, forgive my sins. At least that much is enough for me. Even if I might not reach the highest level of your awliya and friends, at least I'm there on the last page somewhere, the last name, at least I gapped in. A person goes for Umrah and they're closing, and he's just the last person, and then they close the barrier. He says, at least I got in. Whether I was in the front of but I got onto the mataf. I read my salah on the mataf, I made it. Ya Allah, at least forgive my sins. Husband and wife are not talking, fighting with one another, and the silence in the house. Hazrat says, picture but no sound. They're not speaking to one another. And the husband thinks to himself, never mind, even if she doesn't make my breakfast for me, at least she must just tell me, never mind, everything is maaf. That's enough for me. So at least this much, oh Allah. Just forgive my gunas and sins, that will be sufficient for me. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. We'll make a short dua, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله إليك يرجع الأمر كله وعلانيته وسره اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا راحم المساكين يا ذا القوة المتين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث فلا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا أقل من ذلك O my most beloved Allah, most Kareem Allah, most Rahim Allah, most loving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most kind Allah. O my Rahim Kareem Allah, we have gathered in your house on this Mubarak night, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. In the month of Ramadan, on Laylatul Jumu'ah, O my Kareem Rahim Allah, we have come with talab and desire in our hearts, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you brought us into your house, Ya Allah, this is a sign that you want to give us, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, we have raised our hands before you at this hour of the night, O my Allah. Ya Allah, every one of us has hope in you, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Hope in your mercy, in your maghfirat, in your forgiveness. O my Allah, we have come to you, we have raised our hands before you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, which guna have we not committed, O my Allah? Ya Allah, we have come tonight to confess in your court, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot hide from our weaknesses and our slip-ups and our mistakes and faults, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come to make iqrar and i'tiraf of our gunas and sins, O my Allah. Ya Allah, there is no guna that we have not committed, O my Rahim Kareem Allah. O my beloved Allah, we have dirtied our tongues, O my Allah. We have dirtied the eyes that you gave us to look at Quran, to look at our halal wives, our parents. Ya Allah, we looked at everything besides that, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, every day you gave us our faculties and our limbs. We used it against you in your disobedience, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, tonight we have come to place all of our gunas in your court, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come with hope that you will delete them and destroy them completely, O my Allah. Ya Allah, if you will not forgive us, O my Allah, who do we turn to, O my Allah? Ya Allah, there is no door we can knock on besides your door, O my Allah. Ya Allah, there is no one we can call unto besides you, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, you call out from the start of the month of Ramadan, Ya Baghi al-Khair Aqbil, Ya Baghi al-Shar Aqsir. O my Allah, we have put forth our broken efforts before you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you know the efforts we are making. We are trying, O my Allah. Ya Allah, still we slip and fall, O my Allah. Ya Allah, every day we make mistakes, O my Allah. Ya Allah, how many times we promise not to go back to those gunas and sins. Ya Allah, how many times we raised our hands before you in the month of Ramadan, on some big night, some program, some occasion. Ya Allah, we made promises to you that we didn't keep, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we promise not to go back, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we promise that we would shed those evil habits, O my Allah. Ya Allah, but you know that we have failed miserably, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, the only hope we have left, O my Allah, is your rahmat and your mercy upon us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are the weak part of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have nothing to present before you, O my Allah. We are absolute weaklings, O my Allah. Ya Allah, but we have the tufail and the sadqa and the du'as of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam behind us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have the promise of your rahmat and your mercy behind us, O my Allah. The promise of your maghfirat and your forgiveness, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come tonight asking you to fulfill your promise, O my Allah. La yukhlifullahu wa'ada. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا Ya Allah, in Quran you tell us that there is no one more truthful than Allah. There is no one who keeps their promises more than you. Oh my Allah, your promise, if we ask for your forgiveness, you will forgive us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands before you tonight, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we have nothing to hide from you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, we beg of you, my Allah, we implore you, we plead with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight make a decision for us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, don't let anyone leave this gathering without forgiving us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, don't let us leave without making our complete maghfirat, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, drench us in your rahmat, in your mercy, Ya Allah, in your qurb and closeness, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, if you will expose us, oh my Allah, no one will even bother looking at us, oh my Allah. Our own wives will kick us out of our homes, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, our own friends will spit on our faces, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you know the darkness, Ya Allah, within our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know the skeletons in our closets, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot hide from you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we thought we could hide from you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we thought you won't catch us, oh my Allah. We thought no one was watching, no one was looking. Ya Allah, we were daring and bold and broke your commands, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, turn that into courage to obey you now, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that courage to get rid of these evil habits in our lives, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that courage and strength, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot work on our own strength, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg of you, we beg of you, we beg of you, oh my Allah. Make that decision for us now and now, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, make us your friends, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, your awliya, what they must be enjoying, the depth of iman and taqwa and the closeness to you. Ya Allah, bless us with the hearts of your friends, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with the hearts of your awliya and your friends, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, if you will forgive us, if you will bring us closer to you, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will become happy, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we will become a coolness to his eyes, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we have hurt him enough, oh my Allah. We have hurt him enough, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, don't let us become a sabab for him becoming hurt on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, if you will forgive us, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will become happy. He will boast on the day of Qiyamah as we will enter into his ummah and into his group, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, through the sadaqah, the barakat, the tufail of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, forgive us, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, throughout the world, oh my Allah, all those who have raised their hands in dua, Ya Allah, you answer their jaiz, hajat and desires, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you know the desires in the heart of each and every one of us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you know what worries us, what concerns us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have the tongues in the hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have the tongues to explain and describe what goes through our minds, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, but you are aware, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you are alimun bidhati sudur, alimun bima fil qurub. Oh my Allah, you know the desire, the need, the want of each and every person that has raised their hand tonight. Oh my Allah, Ya Allah, do not send us back empty-handed tonight, oh my Allah. Do not send us back empty-handed tonight, oh my Allah. Fulfill all our jais, hajat and desires and needs tonight, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, keep us with afiyat. Keep us in good health, oh my Allah. Our parents, our spouses, our children, Ya Allah, our family members, our neighbors, the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are sick, oh my Allah. So many people just suddenly diagnosed with cancer, with some other disease. Ya Allah, they are at home. The doctors have given up hope on them, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, take pity on those broken hearts, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, shifa is in your hands, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you cure them, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you remove the obstacles, oh my Allah. You remove the challenges, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you keep all of us with good health and afiyat, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many in financial difficulty. Ya Allah, every day it is a worry how to put food on the table, how to pay their bills. Oh my Allah, you provide for them from unseen sources, oh my Allah. Provide for them abundant halal rozi, Ya Allah. Give them qanaat and contentment, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, all those with any difficulty, you remove their difficulties, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, those of us whose parents have left this world, Ya Allah, fill their qubur with noor, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, let our gathering here tonight, our raising our hands, become a means of their maghfirat also, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, blow the winds of rahmat upon them in their qubur, oh my Allah. Forgive them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, alleviate the adab of qabr from them, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Those whose parents are still living, Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to serve them, O my Allah. To become obedient to them. Make us the coolness of their eyes, O my Allah. Ya Allah, those relationships that are fractured and broken, Ya Allah. There are parents and children not talking to one another. Ya Allah, tonight you mend those relationships, O my Allah. Make us obedient children to our parents, O my Allah. Make us obedient children to our parents, O my Allah. Ya Allah, reward them, Ya Allah. They took care of us, they fed us, they clothed us. Ya Allah, they nurtured us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we can never repay them, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, from your khazana, from your rahmat, you repay them, O my Allah. O my Allah, make our children obedient to us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us sukoon in our homes, O my Allah. Ya Allah, so many homes are in turmoil, Ya Allah. There's fighting, there's bickering, there's arguing taking place. The children are disobedient. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, you bring sukoon into those homes, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make our homes like the homes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make our marriages like the marriages of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to follow every sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Ya Allah, give us knowledge of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us love for every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, accept our life, our health, our wealth. Ya Allah, for the khidmat and the propagation of the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, wherever there is any difficulty in the ummah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many countries in the world, Ya Allah, our Muslim brothers and sisters and young children who are, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are undergoing persecution, O my Allah. Ya Allah, for years now there is difficulty, O my Allah. Ya Allah, daily we are enjoying your bounties and your ni'mats, O my Allah. Ya Allah, without any, Ya Allah, without even feeling ashamed, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we continue to lead extravagant lifestyles, O my Allah. We continue with our wastage, O my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, O my Allah. Forgive us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, all those places in the world where the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is going through any difficulty, Ya Allah, you remove it, O my Allah. Remove the suffering, O my Allah. Ya Allah, turn the tables now for the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, grab the hands of the oppressors, O my Allah. Shake the ground beneath them, O my Allah. Allahumma ja'al tadbirahum tadmirahum. Allahumma ja'al tadbirahum tadmirahum. Ya Allah, turn their rockets back against them, O my Allah. Sink the ground beneath them, O my Allah. Ya Allah, let Islam be, Ya Allah, let the flag of Islam fly high in the world once again, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. O my Allah, Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to prepare adequately before we leave this world, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not prepared as yet, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq that we prepare for our meeting with you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, if we will live to see the time of Dajjal, of Hazrat Mahdi, O my Allah, let us be in the correct jamaat and group, O my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the fitna of Dajjal, the fitna of Shaitan, O my Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, protect us, protect our families, our neighbors, our friends, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين. Inshallah, there will be a short break. There are refreshments that have been served downstairs. The brothers can proceed and partake of the refreshments. And the refreshments also are to keep us fresh, inshallah. Not that we become more tired and then we lose out on the rest of the night. So we can partake of some refreshments, not to forget our du'as before eating when we leave the masjid, and then our du'as after eating, wash our hands, eat with the right hand, and then we can come back. The second program will start at 10:45, inshallah.